This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to focus on a subject near and dear to my heart. Because we often talk about the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. We talk about, specifically about the benefits of olive oil and all those helpful olive oil polyphenols for so many things, for diabetes, for brain, for heart, for the microbiome, on and on it goes. There's so many health benefits. And today we're going to focus specifically on olive oil. We're going to talk to an olive oil connoisseur. He's known to many of you because he's our go-to expert on the subject of olive oil. He's T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. He's a guy who travels the world tracking down premium, artisanal, fresh, extra virgin olive oils for consumers. And he does the vetting, and we do the consuming, and I'm an avid consumer. It's certainly my favorite olive oil. It's part of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. You've seen some of the recipes that we posted at drhoffman.com. TJ's been kind enough to share some really wonderful recipes with us, and he's one of the world's top olive oil authorities, and I'm excited to have him back. So welcome back, TJ. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for helping get the word out about great, top quality olive oil. I know it's always something I enjoy talking to you about because we're both so passionate about olive oil and health. Thank you.
Well, yeah, so give us a little background because how is it that you became the olive oil hunter? I mean, weren't you satisfied with you know, pretty much what you could find at gourmet supermarkets? Why did you have to go to the source and literally track down the best harvests?
Well, honestly, I got spoiled myself. I first tasted fresh olive oil back in Sicily a little over a decade ago, fell in love with it. And now, once you've tried fresh pressed olive oil, there's no going back. It's kind of like, you have to find a source. So I found a way to make it work. I am an ex-chef, so it's a classically trained chef, and I've worked with the Food Network, the Today Show, and many of the great food and wine publications out there. Today, I devote my tasting talents and time to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Which we, 4 times a year, I travel the globe and I find the world's best and freshest olive oil for my loyal club members.
Well, indeed. And that's actually part of what we're going to do today. We're going to do, and this is by means of, the electronic, the wonderful facilities that we have at our disposal. We're going to do an electronic tasting. Okay. You're freshly returned from your visit to the annual Italian olive harvest. And you're in North Carolina. I'm here in my my abode in New York City, and we're going to mutually test some olive oil. We'll test drive something from the latest harvest. But before we get to that, how was your hunt this quarter? It's harvest time in the Northern Hemisphere, right? So you're back from Italy.
That's absolutely right. I follow the global harvest. So there's two harvests. There's a harvest in the Mediterranean, and then there's a harvest in the Southern Hemisphere. So club members are at the moment enjoying fresh pressed oil from Australia. Prior to that, we were in Chile getting their fresh fruit there. But I've shifted in this season up to the Mediterranean, where they're harvesting in Italy now, in Greece. Actually, on this trip, I was in Greece and Croatia and Italy tasting olive oil. But for our tasting and for our conversation, we'll focus in on Italy. And I just love Italy. To me, it's such an exciting place. There are around 500 olive varieties grown in Italy. So if you think of that like paints an artist has to paint with, paint colors, for someone who loves to take different olive varieties, find the best of them, and create blends, it's like creating new colors. And so to have that type of palette available of 500 different olive varieties to make a wonderful custom exclusive blend for my club members is something really special.
You know, and the implications of this harvest time thing is that if you go to the store and you buy even the finest quality olive oil, say in, I don't know, May, that's pretty much olive oil that's been sitting there for a while because it can't have harvested in the winter, right? The olive oil, the olives, there's a certain harvest time. And unless you're getting, you know, Southern Hemisphere olive oil, it's going to be, you know, maybe it's not gone bad, but it's a little less, you know, fresh off the harvest. And of course, I guess a lot of people don't realize this, but olives are a fruit, right? I mean, you tend to think of olives as maybe a vegetable, but they're actually a fruit and they need to be fresh.
Absolutely. And treated like fresh fruit juice. And it's kind of like wine. Olive varieties are a little like wine in one way, and that is that every variety, like a Merlot has a specific taste and a Cabernet has a very specific taste. The same with different olive varieties. They all have, of course, they're in the same family, but they can express very different flavor profiles. So we're going to talk a little bit later when we taste oil together about that. But yeah, it was a thrilling challenge, as it always is, I tasted hundreds of oils and tried to narrow it down, or did narrow it down to my three favorite, and found the producers who were able to give me the very best, these small artisanal producers who are just passionate about what they do and really put their efforts into their passion and not the profits. Because as you know, if you're looking for a high quality olive oil, something that's really great for your health, you're actually searching for a couple things. One is polyphenols, and those go down in over time. And maybe you can explain a little bit to the listeners about polyphenols.
Sure. You know, there are several. They've been, you know, actually probably more than even we've characterized, but some of the major ones are oleuropein, which actually is a natural antibacterial, but it also has cardiovascular benefits, heart healthy benefits. It is protective to the endothelium as well. Then there's hydroxytyrosol, which may play a role in lowering blood pressure. That's a really cool one, because there are many studies that suggest that high consumption of olive oil polyphenols. By the way, the Mediterranean diet has many features. And, you know, so what is it about the Mediterranean diet that's so healthy? Well, probably, you know, it's fresh food and lots of fruits and vegetables, plenty of fiber. But when they break it down, you know, nuts too, perhaps, fish. When they break it down, a big component of the Mediterranean diet in terms of health benefits is olive oil. So I think they've even done some experiments where they kind of did Mediterranean diet with or without olive oil. And they found that without the olive oil, it just didn't deliver the benefits. And then there's oleocanthal, which is something that really seems to work on the brain. It may help to prevent cognitive decline, dementia. There's all sorts of brain benefits of these anti-inflammatory supplements, substances. And then there's apparently some sort of microbiome benefits. It's almost like you're feeding the bugs inside you with healthy polyphenols. You know, spices as well will do this. Cocoa and wine polyphenols and coffee polyphenols and tea polyphenols, they appear to work on the gut, but the same thing is going on with the olive oil, especially the aromatic olive oil. You know, olive oil without flavor, the flavor is the signature of the beneficial polyphenols. So it's kind of like nature entices us with delicious olive oil, but there's a dual benefit, because A, it tastes good, and B, it's good for us. And olive oil that's tasteless Fortunately, a lot of Americans consume olive oil that's tasteless or deodorized. Okay, well, you get some, some of the beneficial fats from that, but you don't get the polyphenols. You know, it's not the same.
I appreciate that that lesson, because that is very important. And polyphenols over time, they go down. So approximately, I've heard that depending on the variety and the quality of the olive oil, by as much as 50% in the first 6 months of the pressing. So it's very important to kind of, well, to keep an eye on freshness and harvest date and all that sort of thing. So this was a tricky season in Italy this year.
Because it really varies. And you're interesting, because sometimes you reject olives that come, or olive oil that comes from some of the finest olive oil areas, because you're a discerning aficionado, and you just say, well, you know, this got a great, these vineyards have a great reputation, but they don't deliver, you know, from year to year. It's a matter of climate or various conditions, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, the thing is you can't find like one particular producer. It's very difficult to do this, who has a very consistent product year to year, because Mother Nature throws them a curveball every year. This year, for example, in northern Italy, which produces some of the boldest, brightest olive oil, think of Tuscan style oil, it was extremely hot in the spring, and it burned the buds off the tree. Mm. So they literally had 30% of the olives that they typically do. There were just no olives on the tree. It was a very sad situation. The mills there, which are normally like a beehive, were quite quiet this season. So there was hardly any olives in the Tuscany area. So my some of my go-to guys there, my farmers there, were completely tapped out this season. So I had to focus more on southern Italy, and that was the place to be, down in Sicily and Puglia and Calabria. And actually, that's where most of the major olive oil volume is produced in Italy. Anyway, so
you think it would be hotter and more arid in those southern parts, but not this year.
I know. I think maybe there was a timing with the blooms. Maybe one had already set before those hot winds arrived. I don't know exactly why that happened, but I know that since I've started, I used to work the Mediterranean harvest in early November, and now I have to start way back in October, early to mid-October. So it's definitely a lot of climate change for the producers over the last decade, and they're figuring out how to deal with that. The good news is, in the South, the quality was excellent. It was actually one of the highest quality harvests in a decade, with great weather. It was so hot this summer, it killed all the olive flies and didn't allow them to reproduce. Mm. So there was no issue with them bothering the fruit this season on the tree. So that was very good. And one of the challenges was finding this, let's call it Tuscan style oil, this high polyphenol oil in the South. So it's more of a custom in the Tuscan region. So one of my challenges, of course, was down south to find the producers that really understand a very early harvest of the fruit. Because as olives hang on a tree and ripen, the more olive oil that's inside the fruit. So, for example, if you pick an olive, we'll just generalize here, in early October, it may have 10% of oil inside the fruit. So they would have to harvest ten times as much olives to get one bottle of oil, which they could sell. If they were to leave those olives on the tree and ripen for approximately another 4 to 5 weeks, they have those same olives, as they ripen, will have the potential to produce approximately 20% of oil. So they have two bottles of oil to sell, double their profits, but what they did not double is their polyphenol and the health qualities of the oil. Mm. So that's the interesting passion versus profit. Mm-hmm. And so when you buy low cost and low quality olive oil, mm-hmm. what you're getting is more of a ripe style olive. And so that, as you know, you've tasted fresh the profile of the club, so you understand more the early harvest style for sure. So anyway, I wanted to explain that a little bit.
Well, you know, you're loath to put down essentially the competition, but you know there are some pitfalls when you hit the olive oil market, and some of them are that frankly you're not even getting olive oil. I mean, at worst, you may not even get you may be getting something that's diluted with other cheaper oils. That's number one. Number two, you know, they often misbrand it. They say it's from Italy, but it's not from Italy. What are some of the pitfalls that you encounter in looking at some of the commercial brands, even some of the top commercial brands?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying. They really are. I mean, unfortunately in America, we only produce about 3% of what we consume. So we're really relying on producers around the world. 97% is imported. Most of the production in the U.S. is in California. There's a little mm-hmm. bit in Arizona, Texas.
Some of that burned up, didn't it? You know, with the fires.
Oh, so sad. So sad. Yeah. And it's definitely been a problem. So this imported oil, Americans have been kind of taken advantage of and been the dumping ground, for bad olive oil in mm-hmm. in the past. And I think the whole industry is trying as a whole to improve that and coming up with systems. But honestly, what consumers, want to pay for olive oil has, a big, I guess, impact on the quality in which they can deliver it. They just can't, for, you know, less than $10 a bottle, deliver something that's had a lot of love and something that's been handpicked at the perfect mm-hmm. moment and all the other, attributes that go into fresh olive oil, that's just not possible for that price point. So. Yeah. Yes, there are a lot of challenges, but the industry is doing its best to get it to the masses. But it's really a different what we do with the Fresh Press Olive Oil Club is really aimed at the ultra premium side of things. So we focus on the top producers around the world and what they can produce exclusively for the club. So yeah, we wish the industry the best, but we're not part of the industry. We don't look mm-hmm. at it as a commodity. We look at it as this fruit juice that we treat like a fruit juice. So that comes through, of course, in the taste, which we'll get into as we move on.
So yeah, we're going to do a taste test in just a moment, but you be the sommelier here. You know, I'm the the uneducated palate here representing our listeners. They're not experts like you on how olive oil should taste. In fact, we have kind of jaded palates here in the States. We kind of tend to go for bland. Strong tastes throw us for a loop. What should we be looking for in a high quality olive oil? Both from an aesthetic standpoint, but also the signature that it's delivering on that polyphenol content.
Absolutely. So one of the misunderstandings is that olive oil, maybe because it's from the Mediterranean, has the connotations of being in vines and olive groves, vines and olive groves being on the same estate, that olive oil ages, that it ages and gets better like wine. Right. And that's just simply not true. It does not age, and it's best when it's fresh pressed. So what you have to do is learn to treat olive oil like a fresh fruit juice, not a commodity. You, for example, would never buy an olive oil in a clear bottle. Mm-hmm. You would never buy in bulk.
Right.
You're not.
So you don't want to go to like Costco and get like, you know, the 5 gallon jug of olive oil. That's economical.
No.
But yeah.
Yeah. If you're looking for the kind
take care,
of
takes care of the family for the whole year, right? I mean, it's how about?
Yeah. You can, if that's the only thing you can afford. Absolutely. If you can afford to invest in your health and do something that has a lot more flavor, then mm-hmm. you should look at other options.
Just break in here. I've looked at statistics, and Europeans are generally not more affluent than Americans. I think America is certainly one of the world's leaders in average income, but Europeans spend a far higher proportion of their earnings on high quality food, and they have the option to buy really cheap stuff, and they tend to invest more, what you just said, in high quality food. They turn their nose up at mass produced foods. I mean, more and more, it's kind of creeping into the food economy there. But they'll go for the organic, the extra virgin, the fresh pressed, and the flavorful before they go for the bottom line in terms of price.
Absolutely, and it's so part of their culture, and they follow the seasonality of eating, and they love going to the mills and picking their own olives and tasting it right off the press, and their special meals made, and it's a very special time to be in the Mediterranean. This oil that I've sent to you is actually from Calabria, mm-hmm. which is the toe of the boot, if you're not familiar mm-hmm. With the Italian regions, but it's the toe of the Italian boot there. It looks like it's about to punt Sicily off to Morocco. That's Calabria. And this oil was produced by a wonderful sweet lady named Rita Lacastro from a grove called Santa Tecla. It's from up in the mountains, about 400 meters above sea level. The olives experience a very distinctive temperature change mm-hmm. between the cold nights and the hot days. Mm-hmm. And this temperature variation creates higher levels of flavor and polyphenols in the oil.
Let me give you the scientific explanation on that, if I might, is that felt that that plants under stress have a higher nutrient content. And the reason for that is that the very things that lend them flavor are these potent antioxidants that help protect them from the stress of ultraviolet rays in the case of too much sun, or in the case of cold, preventing them from stress. So they actually, same principle with wine, is that wine is subject, when it's subject to a little bit of stress, not too much, but a little bit, just the right stress, then the substances are called phytoalexins, and this is a broad category of substances, and it includes resveratrol in wine, and it includes some of those olive oil polyphenols. So you kind of have, now let's say you were to grow, we were to develop a way to grow olives in a hydroponic tank, under perfect conditions of humidity and temperature and ultraviolet rays, it wouldn't be the same, right? Nature brings out the flavor.
That's right. Well, it's interesting. Some producers I work with who are a bit more high tech. So we're talking, Rita, unfortunately, does not have irrigation in her grove. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to call that, unfortunately, but she doesn't have a lot of control, and she depends on Mother Nature and the region she's in, and kind of the cradle of land of olive trees, so that's perfect conditions for olives. But some of my producers, let's say in the New World, who have great irrigation systems, can water stress the olive trees about 30 days before hot harvest. Mm-hmm. And that creates it has a drastic impact on the final oil. So it's interesting, when you are an olive oil expert and you taste an oil, it tells a story. And that's really fascinating. And we can get more into that. But anyway, it kind of definitely feeds into the theories you're talking about, and is super exciting to be able to connect those dots.
Okay. This is a good point at which to pause, because we kind of laid the groundwork for the next phase of our conversation. In part two, we're going to do an actual tasting, and you're going to guide me through the experience with our listeners. Unfortunately, each of you are not yet equipped with a bottle of Santa Tecla olive oil, but you're going to make it available as part of the fresh-pressed olive oil club, right?
Absolutely. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com, of course.
And more information on you're going to provide listeners with a special offer in part two. So let's pause, and when we return, more on the subject of the fresh-pressed olive oil club with T.J. Robinson, my guest. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.